Good morning.
Morning.
We'll wait another minute. We will begin with a L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Te Bidkilu Urkimu Udkilu Udkilu Urkimu Le'achta L'Shem Yud He Bavate Be'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asot Torah Mitzvah Vayino Amadonai Elohino Elena Maasei Adenu Kanane Elena Maasei Adenu Kananehu. This is the third Aliyah. It has 14 verses from chapter 13, verse 5 to chapter 13, verse 18. 14 verses represents a connection to the name David with its gematria 14, and since we know King David is a chariot for Malchut, these 14 verses are connecting us to Malchut as well. Starting with verse 5. Wegam lelot ha-cholech et Avram haya tzonu va-kar v'ohel halim. Willo nasa otam haaretz l'shevet yachdav ki haya rekusham. Ravilo Yachlu Leshevet Yachtav. Vayehi Ribain Roe Mikne. Avram Uvain Roe Mikne Lot Behakna Ami. Behaprizi Az Yoshev Baretz. Vayomer Avram el Lot el Natehi Meriva Beini Uveinecha Uvein Roai Uvein Roecha Ki Anashim Achim Anachnu Halo Kol Haaretz Lefanecha Yipared Na Me'alai Im Hasmol Ve'emina Ve'im Chayamin Ve'ash Me'ila Ve'isalot Et Enav Ve'yaret Kol Kikar Hayarden ki kula mashke lifne shachet Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo et sedom v'et amora kegan Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo yo ad yo ahe dawanu heyo karets Mitzrayim bo'akatzor. Vayivchar lo lot et kol kikar ha'yarden b'yisa lot mikedem. Vayipardu yishme'al echav. Avram yashav. Be'eretz Kenan velot yashav be'are ha'kikar v'yechal ad Sedom v'anshei Sedom ra'im v'hatayim l'Adonai yohei wahei adanu yo yohei dawanu heyo Meod Vadonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Da Wanu Heyo Amar El Avram Ahare Hipared Lot Maimo Sana Inecha Ure Min Hamakom Asher ata sham tzapona, v'negba v'kedma v'yama. Yet kol ha'aretz, asher ata roeh, lecha et nena, u'zaracha, ad olam. Samti et Saracha Kafar Haaretz Asherim Yukal Ishlinot et Afar Haaretz Gam Zaracha Yimen Nachmane Kum Hit Halech Laaretz Learka Urach Ki lecha et nena. Vayechal Avram, vayavo, vayeshev, ve'elonei mamre, asher bechevron, vayifen sham mizbea, ladonai. Yohei wahei, Adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu heyo. That's the end of the Hebrew reading. Let us make the connection to the English translation.
Has joined.
Starting with the English with chapter 13, verse 5. And also Lot, who went with Avram, had flocks and cattle and tents. Now, why did he need to say he had tents? Flocks we can understand, and cattle we can understand. These are elements of wealth. The tents, does it mean he had a number of people who followed him? Verse 6, and the land did not bear them to dwell together, for their possessions were many, and they could not dwell together. And there was a quarrel between the herdsmen of Avram's cattle and between the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites were then dwelling in the land. You really have to ask, what is the connection between this quarrel and the two nations? We do understand from other places. Canaan or the Canaanites has to do with merchants. But I want to take a quick look. The word haperizi has a gematria of 310, which represents the name El, or it makes a connection to the name El. And the shorish of haperizi is par, which is a cattle. It's one nation, one name that I would like to do a further analysis with, because it's not making a whole lot of sense unless there's a hint that Lot was attracted to the physicality, which makes sense when we understand that Lot is a connection to the evil inclination. And the quarrel, this is the nature of the evil inclination, is to create separation through quarrels. And Avram said to Lot, "Please let there be no quarrel between me and between you and between my herdsmen and between your herdsmen, for we are kinsmen." Avram is looking to settle, to create peace. "Is not all the land before you? Please part from me. If you go left, I will go right, and if you go right, I will go left." Giving the choice to Lot. And Lot raised his eyes, and he saw the entire plain of the Jordan, that it was entirely watered. Before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Amorah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you come to Zoar. We're learning that the area that is now the Dead Sea, after the fire and brimstone destruction of Sodom and Amorah, we're learning that this area was very much like Egypt, where you don't have to depend on rain. There's water. There was water. It was very much a very positive area, but it was also, that's hinting to us that it was very much physicality and a connection and a pleasure to the pleasures of the physical world. Verse 11, "And Lot chose for himself the entire plain of the Jordan. And Lot traveled from the east, and they parted from one another." From the east is an interesting phrase. It means he went west, but why doesn't it say that he went west? Why does it say from the east? Remember that the land on the other side of the Jordan River, when it came time for Moses and the redemption to enter the land, the tribes of Reuben and Gad and half of Manasseh stayed on the western side of of the land to water their cattle. So you get this sense that he was leaving the land west of the Jordan, traveling east. But he should have been traveling south. If we think of Abram having settled where he settled, that we read yesterday, verse 12. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and he pitched his tents until Sodom. And again, we have this idea that he had multiple tents, and that he was in all these different cities where he was settled different parts of his community or his family, where it's not clear. And the people of Sodom were very evil and sinful against the Lord. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, please raise your eyes and see from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your seed to eternity. And I will make your seed like the dust of the earth, so that if a man will be able to count the dust of the earth, so will your seed be counted. And truthfully, we cannot count the dust of the earth. So that means the descendants of Abram cannot be counted. There's deep meaning in this. I just, without reading the Rashi, and I don't want to take the time today to read the Rashi, there's a lot of questions that arise. Verse 17, rise, walk in the land to its length and to its breadth, for I will give it to you. And this is a mitzvah to walk around the land of Israel, where Abraham walked, where Abram walked. That's the boundary of the modern state of Israel when it actually, the Mashiach arrives and the land is redeemed and the people are redeemed. The area of the land, it will include the West Bank of the Jordan. It will include Syria up until Damascus. It will include Lebanon up until the edges of the forest. It will include all the way to the Euphrates River and certain parts of what is now Saudi Arabia. Verse 18, and Abram pitched his tents, and he came, and he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron. And there he built an altar to the Lord. Now, did he pitch his tents where he dwelt, or all through the different areas? So we have completed the third Aliyah. And let us take a look at a really unusual part. part of the morning prayer. We have discussed the 15 basic blessings. But immediately after the 15th blessing, there are two paragraphs that begin Vayehi Ratzon. And the translation of Vayehi is, and it is, Ratzon means your desire. But we don't apply the concept of desire to Hashem. So we translate it as, may it be your will. And I'm going to read this paragraph. We are taught two things about this paragraph. One is that it is not a separate blessing, even though it has a blessing at the end of it. Now, there are two Vayehi Ratzon paragraphs, so I'm going to do one at a time. This is the first one. And what we're taught about the first one is not only is that it is connected to the 15th blessing that we did before, but that it helps us to remove the forces of negativity internally. The paragraph is read as such. Vayehi Ratzon Milpanecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Elohai Welohe Avotai Shetargileni Vitoratecha Vitadbikini Mitzvotecha v'al tivieni lidechet v'lo lidei avon v'lo lidei nisayon v'lo lidei vizayon v'tarchitkeni mi'etzer hara v'tad bikeni b'yetzer hatov v'kof et yitzri lishtabed lach utneni hayom uv'chal yom v'chein u'chesed u'rachamim v'einecha uv'einei Chasadim tovim, Baruch ata Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Gomel Chasadim tovim Leamo Yisrael. And here is an English translation. And may it be your will, Hashem, our God, and God of our fathers, that you accustom me to your Torah and cause me to cleave to your precepts, and do not bring me to the hands of sin or iniquity, or temptation, nor shame, and cause me to distance myself from the evil inclination, and cling me to the good inclination, and compel my will in the subservient to you. Grant me this day and every day grace, loving kindness, and mercy in your sight and in the sight of all that behold me, and bestow upon me loving kindness. Blessed are you, Hashem, who bestows loving kindness on his people, Israel. Do you understand, or do you sense, or can you perceive how this paragraph is removing the forces of negativity within us? It's asking Hashem for help in achieving that goal of not listening to the evil inclination, of being able to perceive when the evil inclination is asking us to do things rather than the good inclination. It's a very powerful paragraph that needs to be said. We're now going to, we don't really have the time to do the next Yehi Ratzon, so we will do that on another day. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful day. May your day be filled with joy and happiness. And may we all say shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Oh, a good day.